What types of artists were you getting at the beginning?
Well, it was kind of all over the map. We did a lot more theater. Theater like, it's not called Headline Theater anymore, but there was a play written by an Indigenous writer, Drew Hayden Taylor, called Only Drunks and Children Tell the Truth, and it was funny, but it was very topical. We actually took that to Chiacton Hall in Chilliwack, and we did a few plays like that, where we'd take them to Chilliwack, Chehalis, we did Margot Kane's Moon Lodge, and had matinees where elders and some of the local Indigenous schools would attend that.
Okay.
And we did a lot of professional theater, but I found in more recent years that professional theater, even if it was just a couple in the cast, it became really expensive to bring. Became just about impossible.
Yeah.
Even though we did a few times.
In the very early years, a lot of it was definitely more local performers, like even Vancouver local kind of thing.
Yeah.
brand new people, starting out and that sort of thing. Certainly not the international and
no.
Bigger stuff.
And I thought it was one of the first shows we did, but apparently, according to his records, it's not. There was a group here from South America called Rumi Acta, and I was surprised the numbers were good for that.
Mm-hmm.
And we took that group up to Chehalis, and they performed up there, and that was kind of fun.
Yeah.
And they performed I'm not sure it was actually exactly Hope, but somewhere up the canyon or something. I know they went, and they went to Mission.
Yeah.
And did a show there as well. Again, using this as a base.
Yeah. We had a lot of energy then.
Yeah, that was 95.